Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson. Well, this week I had a chance to visit with North Dakota Congressman Kelly Armstrong. Here's a portion of that interview. Kelly, boy, some interesting news came out recently, and I wanted to get a chance to talk to you about it. First one is the repeal of the navigable water protection rule. At first blush, when I saw this, my nails dug into the desk. But why don't you give us an update on what's going on with that right now? And it's not necessarily black and white. We're going back to the old way. Hopefully there's some negotiation in this. But let's talk about what were your thoughts and where are we at?
Yeah, well, there's two sides to this, right? One is WOTUS and Waters of the U.S., and that's obviously under the Obama administration's rules was incredibly detrimental to North Dakota. Essentially, 86% of our land mass would become federally regulated. But Attorney General Stenjum won an injunction. That injunction's still in place. And then the navigable waters one that we're really concerned about is opening up a Section 401, which at the same time, if you apply both those rules together, one is producing states like North Dakota would be 86% federally regulated. And then consuming states like New York would be able to use primacy of their state law in order to keep us from moving our products through their states. So we're following them both closely. We're talking. Obviously, EPA Administrator Reagan was in North Dakota a couple weeks ago, and, I mean, he at least struck the right tone about working with states like North Dakota to make sure we have an effective rule. But the proof will be in what we do moving forward.
Yeah, that's what caught me off guard. He just actually was in North Dakota, and it wasn't long after that, all of a sudden, the headline came out with the repeal, and it was like, what? Because what we had heard, at least what I had heard, is that Administrator Reagan was basically putting out there that really with this rule or rules that's going to come about, it's not a one-size-fit-all, and I thought he got that message when he was here.
He did, and I mean, to be fair to Administrator Reagan, he was fairly receptive to the fact that one, the original Waters of the U.S. was never going to work in a place like North Dakota. I think a bigger issue and a bigger problem with all of this climate stuff in the Biden administration is there are a lot of competing viewpoints looking for oxygen, whether it's Secretary Granholm at DOE, Secretary Reagan at EPA, but then you also have Gina McCarthy and a lot of the what I will call more radical environmentalists also pushing the Biden administration, not the least of which are members of Congress. So we're hopeful the more reasonable voices win out in the end, but they're saying two different things from the same administration a lot of times.
When does this have to be resolved by?
I mean, the answer is rulemaking and how this all works doesn't, it depends when they put it up for comment period for all of that. So we'll have to wait and see. But to be honest, when we're dealing with this administration and the different climate conversations that have come out of this administration, the longer it takes, the better, I think, is the way they err on the side of caution.
Well, hopefully something gets resolved soon so people know, you know, what their future is and what rules have to be followed. So,
I mean, that's the other thing, right? It's the ping pong ball. And this happens every 4 to 8 years with a change in an administration. But I think the two paths that are diverging from each other are pretty significant and could have pretty significant ramifications on North Dakota.
Again, that was North Dakota Congressman Kelly Armstrong. This is Inside Agriculture.